Finance and Economics.
The New Economics of Work. Jobs for All. Why the West's employment miracle looks likely to continue.
To see what a world swimming in jobs looks like, visit Japan. At airports, staff straighten suitcases after they tumble onto the carousel. Men with fluorescent batons stand near construction sites, reminding you not to walk onto the site. In department stores, smartly dressed women help you use the lifts. And in one of Tokyo's best bars, a team of four prepared your correspondent's gin martini. From the freezer, of course, free poured and very dry. Now the rest of the rich world is starting to look more Japanese. Since the heady post-lockdown days of 2021, GDP growth across the 38 countries of the OECD has slowed almost to a standstill, and in some countries is negative. Business confidence is below its long-run average, yet there is not much sign of weakness in the labour market. On March 7th, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, observed that in America, despite the slowdown in growth, the labour market remains extremely tight. Across the OECD as a whole, the unemployment rate was 4.9% in December, the lowest in many decades. From the third to the fourth quarter of the year, the rich world added about 1 million jobs, in line with the long-run average. In half of OECD countries, including Canada, France and Germany, there has never been a higher share of working-age folk in a job. Joblessness is rising in a few countries, including Austria and Israel. One of the worst performers is Finland, where the unemployment rate has risen by a percentage point from its post-lockdown low. In the face of soaring energy prices and reduced trade with Russia, the country's GDP fell by 0.6% in the fourth quarter of 2022. But worst is relative. At 7.1% in January, Finland's jobless rate is still well below its long-run average. Meanwhile, most of the places synonymous with the sky-high joblessness of the early 2010s, Greece, Italy, Spain, are doing much better now. This employment miracle hints at a change in Western economies. To understand why, return to Japan. Local employers dislike firing workers, even if they have little for them to do. In part because more and more people are retiring, firms struggle for new staff and are reluctant to let people go unless they have no choice. The result is an unemployment rate which barely rises even in recessions. In the past 30 years, Japan's jobless rate has varied by just 3.5 percentage points, compared with 9.5 points in the average rich country. A more Japanese labour market would have disadvantages. If workers do not leave poorly performing firms, they cannot join innovative ones which drive growth. Indeed, the data suggests that rich world productivity growth is exceptionally weak at present. However, spells of unemployment can exert a terrible human toll. Countries where unemployment is less volatile also tend to have milder recessions, points out Dario Perkins of TS Lombard, a financial services firm. When the labour market does not crack, people can keep spending even as growth slows.